Hey friends, it's Paul here, and I'm just going to read a little quote out of a little A.W. Tozer book I've got that obviously I bought a long time ago. It's called Paths to Power. This is the chapter on breaking up fallow ground, and I'll just read a little portion out of it. The man of fallow life is contented with himself and the fruit he once bore. He does not want to be disturbed. He smiles in tolerant superiority at revivals, fastings, self-searchings, and all the travail of fruit-bearing and the anguish of advance. The spirit of adventure is dead within him. He is steady, faithful, always in his accustomed place, like the old field, conservative and something of a landmark in the little church. But he is fruitless. The curse of such a life is that it is fixed both in size and content. To be has taken the place of to become. The worst that can be said of such a man is that he is what he will be. He has fenced himself in, and by the same act, he has fenced out God and the miracle. The plowed life is the life that has, in the act of repentance, thrown down the protecting fences and sent the plow of confession into the soul. The urges of the spirit, the pressure of circumstances, and the distress of fruitless living have combined thoroughly to humble the heart. Such a life has put away defense and has forsaken the safety of death for the peril of life. Discontent, yearning, contrition, courage, obedience to the will of God, these have become these have bruised and broken the soil till it is ready again for the seed. And as always, the fruit follows the plow. Life and growth in God begin as God rains down righteousness. Such a one can testify, and the hand of the Lord was upon me there. Yeah, so the verse obviously that he's working off of there is break up the fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness. It reminds me of a verse, I think it's in Isaiah, it says, is there anyone who will stir himself up to seek the Lord? And certainly a part of this whole thing that God is doing right now is stirring our hearts up to seek his face and to seek his heart and to seek his ways. And we're so thankful for the things that happen when we seek his face, seek his heart, seek his ways. But it's not just that we want something to happen. We want to be near to God. We want to draw near to God so God can draw near to us. So that's a wonderful encouragement from A.W. Tozer, Paths to Power. That's just a little piece out of the chapter there on the fallow ground. And maybe it's an encouragement for you and for me that we would press into the Lord and say, God, is there any areas of my heart that are fallow, that are unproductive, unfruitful? Maybe we just got some old trophies of fruit from days gone by, but we need to press in and have fresh fruit, fresh growth. And that takes courage, it takes obedience, it takes, as A.W. Tozer said, it takes breaking down the gate and the fence, letting the tractor in, letting the plow have its way in our hearts. So may the Holy Spirit help us, lead us in this time.